This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Is Fiona in the bathroom?
I don't know where
she
is.
Do you ever like not know if someone's next to you in a cubicle and you don't want to say anything?
I went into the bathroom the other day and I was just behind Dave Moore from Today FM. And he went in first and I was like, oh, how are you, Dave? What's the crack? And I went into the cubicle and I continued the conversation while I was in the cubicle and he was at the urinal. Mm. And then I was like, maybe he hates this. I'll stop talking. And so then I stopped the conversation and it was just silence. We were just listening to each other pee. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
I think all toilets in the world should be
private.
Private.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I urinals are really, really handy for like when you really, really need to go.
Hi, Fee.
Hey, are you doing the pot?
Next to me.
Yeah. I was like, will I say, because remember yesterday I came in and I started singing and I was like, will I do that again? Or will she be like,
do you not know your each other's, the sound of each other's wee?
Each other's piss.
Also, I hate the word wee.
Wee? Yeah. What's your fave to say? Mine is piss and I wish we could say it on air.
Pee, I'd say.
Pee, I think.
Pee?
Yeah.
I hate anything. Like, I'm
wee.
Real. Yeah, piddle is awful. It's just awful.
Wee reminds me of...
If you say wee, I instantly think your pee smells.
It's like my dad used to always say before we go to bed, teeth and wee-wees. Do your teeth and wee-wees.
Oh my God.
And then I remember genuinely though. And then I remember my uncle used to say teeth and face. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Hygienic household. Mm-hmm. We've never gotten told to wash our face in childhood. Yeah.
Did you ever,
you a pish.
Did you ever wake up in someone else's house, like, when you're going to school? So, like, say, for example, my parents went skiing with the rest of my family. I didn't go because I had my junior cert or something like that.
Of course.
I had gone with the school. That's why I wasn't invited. I'm not, like, I wasn't...
Yeah, you'd done your ski trip.
Yeah, I'd done my ski trip.
So I was otherwise, it would be...
But I just didn't want you to think they just left me for a ski trip. Like, I did get to go skiing, but I went with the school. What was I going to ask? I was going to say, I had to stay in my friend's house.
Okay.
And so, like, when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what their routine is. So I remember like the dad being like, hey, morning, David, time to get up. And I was like, oh, right, okay. Usually my mom would be like, morning, you have 5 more minutes. And she'd give me 20 minutes.
She'd soft lunch awake.
The dad came in, my friend's dad, and he was like, right, Dave, time to get up. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I got up and I was like, it's 5 to 8. What the fuck am I doing awake? Why am I up?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to get up at all.
Yeah, you're my mom usually does a 5 minute warning. I'm just checking in. Does that fit into
an hour
schedule?
Before going to school.
Like. Yeah, yeah. How long would you give yourself getting ready for school now?
I actually don't remember. I'd imagine probably like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I can't remember a time when I wasn't down to the wire getting ready for stuff in the morning. I feel like I always would have given myself as little. Surely when I was like a child, I must have sat and had brekkie. You know, sorry, go. No, we're literally talking shit. We're talking wee wee.
Hey, speaking of shit, go and enjoy the bathroom, Emma.
Go shit, girl. Go shit and more.
Here, Callum, press that space bar there, will you?
Bye.
Let's go!
With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lads, gigs need to start earlier.
Yeah, I was about to say, how are you doing?
Oh, guys, between the lurgy. And then the late night.
The Lurgy. Isn't that the old Gaeltacht band? Do you remember that they always used to sing like Avicii in Irish in the summer?
Oh my God.
Was that not Lurgy?
Was it?
I don't know. I feel like it was.
I thought it was like Cluster Lurgy. Maybe it is.
But Lurgy is a great word for having the flu.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, when you have just like a cold or whatever. And then just a late night. It was so fun, lads.
It looked lit. But
Christmassy now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. And it has to take was your health.
It's Lurgan.
Lurgan. That's close and that's well remembered. When was that?
God, it must have been over 10 years ago.
Yeah,
anyway.
Definitely.
12 years ago.
No.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Damien Dempsey. Where was he?
Vicar Street.
Sorry, this was really funny. Emma was like, oh, it's all the way in Vicar Street. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the closest venue to your house. It could have been so much worse. You could have said the Three Arena.
It was actually the cheapest taxi then compared to going to normal town. It was like 90
normal
euro.
Town. Unreal. No, I know what you mean.
The normal route you'd go?
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a thing.
You went to Town Junior.
Sorry, I'm delirious. It was so good, lads. And it was so funny.
He's probably loads of gigs on, does he?
He's doing a bit of a string, yeah. I think he's there again tonight, and then I think Soda Blonde are there tomorrow, then he's back again on Friday, and then he's doing another few days. But it's so funny, we were chatting to these two guys, they were there and they were kind of like at the gig with us, if you know what I mean. We were all getting on very well. And this fella goes, I thought I was coming to Damien Rice.
Cannonball.
Oh, my God.
He was like, I started off and I was like, Jay-Z looks mad different.
Do you know what?
A bit more upbeat than I expected.
And I feel like such a fake dub, which I kind of am. I've never heard a Damien Dempsey song.
But you know,
in my life.
And I'm sorry, I know you're a big fan. Will I sing one for you? A lot of them are very similar.
Are they, yeah? Like they're a picture of this?
No, not like, they're like, oh, ah, and everyone in the crowd is like, ah, and that's exactly what happens.
That was incredible.
Do we think?
Like last year, not quite the same in the summer, but last night, it's like 70% men.
Is it?
And they love him. Yeah. They're like, Damo, you saved me.
Yeah, literally.
No,
it's really emotional.
It's really, really nice.
Emotional. Yeah, my friend was with me last night. She's single. And I was like, no, girl, you were in the best place.
So true. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait till he sings Cannonball.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Matt Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance on Spin with Emma, David, Fiona. How are you?
Hi. Hey.
Guys, sad news. Oh. If you're a creep who likes seeing George Clooney shiffing people on screen like me, because he's not doing it anymore.
Oh no.
George Clooney isn't kissing people anymore.
No, not on screen. He said he had a chat with his wife, Mal, and he basically said he wants to follow in the footsteps of Paul Newman's example of stepping away from any kind of real romantic role. Oh. He said the turning 60 made him reflect on aging and realism about his career. He kind of made this random analogy being like, the reality is in 20 years I'll be 80. And it was like, yeah, cool.
Well, that's
why does that mean you
20
can't
years
get the shift
exactly
problem.
Yeah, like, and it kind of it takes away from like, now you're alluding to the fact that those on-screen kisses mean something, when forever you've always just been like, it's just part of the gig. They're just acting. They're doing what they have to do. Rather, like, now you're making it seem weird for everyone.
There's something more. It is a bit of a weird one, because I remember Penn Badgley saying this a couple of years ago.
Is he the guy
from
guy?
You. Yeah. And they would always, like, there'd be some kind of raunchy scenes in there.
Why,
and
he was like, oh,
he said, I'm not kissing anymore. No more kissing.
Stop.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It does make you think, okay, so it's not professional. And do you know when actors talk about like love scenes or whatever and they're like, it's the least romantic thing ever,
yeah,
and it's really awkward.
I hate that
and it's
stuff,
like, well,
I'm
is
like,
it
why,
or isn't it,
what's
so
the point in it?
Why are you saying you have to not do it anymore?
Exactly.
It's a funny one.
I don't think there's any point in, when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, you know what would make this movie better for me is a next scene.
Of course.
No, I've never thought
oh
that.
Wait, oh sorry, I
no and that's one thing about
the opposite. I've never
watching
thought
Corey.
That
most,
I hate it.
Take
most
it off
what
Gabe.
Dave says I agree with, but this gets me, this view, like, you can't beat no sexy.
Yeah.
Lovely.
No, why? What do you want that for? Like,
because it just shows the intimacy and the love between these
people. You can do that really easily by panning to the window and having birds fly away. Like,
what?
You know the way in The Simpsons, whenever they, or like any cartoon thing where it's like, oh, the characters are getting busy, it'll pan to the window and like
sometimes
a deer will be there.
That's how
okay.
people, that's sometimes
Hope
that's
Leo.
The mark of some relationships is how they express each other physically.
Yeah, but yeah. Is it though?
Some couples,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not on screen. Like, I'm just so against this. Like,
so
I've never.
You hate, like, Bridgerton and stuff?
Hate it. Turned it
really?
Off after 6 minutes, never watched it.
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
So you can't
it.
Watch other people?
Not really. No, not in a movie.
So
there's
never,
no. Not.
What did you do with your teenagers?
I mean, there's no point in it.
He closed his eyes.
Like, there's no.
Like, I just hear it.
There's
and
no
I'll
point in it.
Flying.
Like, it's. And, like, kiss scenes, right, fine. A kiss at the end of the movie, like when the guy gets the girl or whatever, that's fine. But, like, I then don't need to see you in the most intimate part of your life.
Yeah,
ever.
I get you.
I always feel lousy that the girls always have their boobs out and the guys never show anything apart from a little bit of a little
I
bit
know what you mean.
Bum crack.
But that's why they both, all the nipples need to be equal. And that's
it's
another
so
issue.
True.
And I've always said that.
And I've always said that. But yeah, he obviously built a lot of his career on this type of thing. But he was talking to 60 Minutes in March saying that, yeah, he's completely done and he doesn't want to compete with younger leading men. He said he wants to make room for a new generation of actors. It's now more appropriate, he said. And
let the kids do it.
Let the kids. Oh,
let the young ones do the kissing. I can't do that kissing stuff.
I have a
anymore.
Mal at home. She's the dinner on. Sorry, no, she's like a very successful woman. I've heard someone
she's like
their dinner for them.
A lawyer or something.
If anything, it's probably George. Because he'd be on Funny Hours. I'd say he does. To be fair.
I'm trying to save it now.
It's too late, Fiona. But I was thinking about some of the most iconic on-screen kisses and if they didn't exist, how sadder the world would be.
Yeah.
Such as, I was at that lovely age of like 11 or 12 I think I'd kissed my first boy.
Ooh.
And Spider-Man and MJ kissed on Spider-Man upside down.
Oh, of course, the upside down.
I, every time I see that, I go, that looks uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Did you see the guy recently who recreated it for his wedding?
No.
And I was like, do less.
We did this. We played Spin the Bottle as teenagers. And we all had to lie on the grass upside down and kiss the boys upside down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we wanted to see what it was like for MJ.
And acrobatics he was doing in Waterford.
Like, it's mad to have, like, you know, because when you're kissing, like, the bottom lip is, like, the thicker lip.
So true.
Just so it's weird to have the thicker lip covering your upper lip.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why
and
you
then
need...
if there's a little bit of a cheeky tongue, it's weird to go like...
the upside down.
Do you know what I mean?
You need the professionals there to say, no, no, do this.
I thought it was quite a good experiment, though. And we all gave it a good lash. Nick and Jess's first kiss on New Girl.
That's a really good one.
It's not niche. I read loads of blogs about it this morning.
I can't remember,
everyone
agrees. And I love that show.
Some woman on Reddit said, I felt that kiss on my knees.
Lord or something is playing. And it's like, this has been a long time coming.
And like, no one expected it coming in that episode either. It just boom, hit you. And there was no romantic music build up to it or anything. It just was like, hello.
So good.
I was flabbergasted that first time I saw it. I think I rewinded it. Oh God, I fancied Nick so much after that episode. And finally, I've seen very little like TV and movies, so I'm going to all the real like typical ones. But we have to remember Ross and Rachel and Friends when she's closing up the cafe and he's outside the door.
That's a really good one. That's so good. Wow. And all the doors are locked and he's like, try the top one. So unsexy.
And then he eventually gets in and he...
Gorgeous.
Lifts her up in his
arms. Wears the face off.
Don't you tell me you don't love it, Dave.
That's fine.
Here's Amble and Socrates Smiles. This is Spin. This
morning. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. How are you getting on? I was also out last night. Emma's not the only one who's cool and fun.
I feel like my December is so boring. I haven't gone out in 2 weeks.
That's because you're riddled.
You are riddled.
So it was the Cherry Comedy Christmas Party, which is basically, it's just a comedy gig, but we call it our Christmas party. There's some pints afterwards kind of thing.
For people who don't know, Fiona and her husband run a comedy gig each and every week. A comedy club, would you say, called Cherry Comedy. And I'm going to do it for now. You can get your tickets at cherrycomedy.ie.
Thank you very much. Usually Thursday nights, but we did our Christmas gig on Tuesday for reasons unknown. I think it's just when Whelan's had the room free. So, all good. We were doing that. We always do it for a charity, the Christmas gig every year. So it's for Pieta House last night. And there was a guy in the front row who we were chatting to and he had an empty seat beside him, which I will always point out because it's very soul destroying for there to be an empty seat in the front. And I was like, what's this about? And he was like, oh, my friend who I play paddle with is meant to be coming later. And I was like, right, grand.
Talk about giving you too much information.
We do ask for it, to be fair. We're like, how do you know him? And he was like, well, he's actually this guy's friend, but I only know him really.
Do you ever see like people get real nervous and just tell you things that like they afterwards definitely regret?
Yeah.
Why did I say that?
It's beautiful. It's so incredible.
Oh, my friend from paddle. Why did I say that?
No, literally. And we were like, oh, okay. And we were like, how does the trio work? And he was like, well, really, he's more his friend. Because there was two of them and they were waiting on the third guy. But anyway, he never had to worry about that because after a while, after say we're on stage for about maybe 4 minutes, me and Dwayne were hosting it together and this I know kissing no we didn't kiss up there. But this like very glam woman walks up and usually if people walk and sit in the front in the middle of the show they're scarlet like and they're like head down trying to hide. She was absolutely no shame, marched up there, she was on her phone drinking her drink and takes a seat beside the paddle boy. And we were like, okay, well, I was like, I guess you don't have to worry about your friend showing up. And she was like, no, don't worry. She was like, sorry, we're a bit late. And I was like, okay, no problem. She was like, I'm Grania. And I was like, hey, yeah. I was like, no bother.
Is it my mom?
No, it's not. I hope not, because she was with another fella.
Oh, was she?
Who was not called Don. He was called Cerrado. And she was like, we're a bit late. And I was like, who's we? And then this guy comes up the rear and sits beside her. He comes up the rear and he sits behind her. It's sounding like this gig was so empty. There was just one empty seat in the front row and one empty seat directly behind. So this is where her fella sits. And after the fact, one of the other comedians, Shane Clifford, told us that your man Cerrado walked in to the sound of laughter and really loudly over everyone said, "Is this where the comedy's on?"
Oh no.
Already we like this couple, okay?
I hate this couple.
So Serato arrives and they proceed to tell us they're in a relationship for 6 weeks. And in that time, they've seen each other about 14 times.
Just for my own image, what age are these people?
I'd say she's like 40s. Okay. He might be a little bit older.
Okay.
And
so they've seen each other about 12 or 14 times in 6 weeks.
So it's serious. And the audience just gets really, really attached to this couple. And we all are, because they're a bit of crack. And at the break of the comedy show, I'm like, what's everyone clapping at up there? The entire audience burst into a round of applause because Grainne and Serato returned from the break to take their seats. The show hadn't even started yet. They were all just clapping.
I thought you were going to say they got engaged. They were just sitting down
with their pints, and we were like, what's going on? And then we're waiting for the gig to start, and Serato pulls me aside and is like, here, you're gonna have to tell them, as in the crowd, that we have to leave in 15 minutes. And he was like, I tried to tell them and they were having none of it. And I was like, what are you doing at this gig? You came late, you're leaving early, like, why did you buy tickets? But anyway, as I say, the gig was for Pieta House. We're saying, if you feel bad, take down this number. And I was like, some of you are going to have to take it down now, because Grainne and Serato are leaving in 15 minutes. And everyone booed. I'm like, why? So I don't know what hold they had.
Some people just have that magic.
I tell you, like, if your ma was at Cherry Comedy last night, she's a very special woman, okay? They headed off into the distance. I don't know where they're going. I mean, I'm happy for them, but they made a real impact. I don't think we'll ever see them again, just because the night had to become...
Poor comedian had to go on after they'd left. I was trying to pick the crowd back up.
Sorry about that, lads. They're gone. They're not coming back.
It was our friend Taryn. Yeah, actually, we had to do about 10 minutes just kind of to reset and be like, guys, they're gone.
There is more to
There's
life.
There's someone else. Then the paddle man actually came and sat
at
the front.
Oh, that's good.
The paddle man had been sitting down.
There's a lot of pressure on him, though.
There was, but he was kind of cool. His name was Parnell. And we were like, okay.
That's a lie.
Slay. But then, unfortunately, he worked in financial services. So I was like, this is where the crowd work
that
ends.
That makes more sense now.
But yeah, interesting crowd in. Thanks to everyone who came to Cherry Comedy. And Merry Christmas to Grainne and Serato.
Here's Sonny Federa, D.O.D. It's Sonny Federa. And Think About Us on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Speaking of Sonny. You get
that's
it?
Good. I think that's good. Yeah.
I was going to say
speaking of DJs, but okay.
I'm going to go, hold on, let me try this segue. Speaking of Sonny, do you know when it's sunny is the summer? And do you know who's Mr. Summer? Is Joel Corry.
Yeah,
it's all right.
He's on the show.
Just another DJ.
He's on the show in about 10 minutes.
We need to catch up with him. He's taking over Spin on New Year's Eve. Joel Corry on the show before 8.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Speaking of travel, Joel Corry is coming over from London to do New Year's Eve on Spin.
You need to commit to it more.
Speaking of Spin, Joel Corry will be spinning the decks.
Yes!
There you go.
There we go. Come on. Speaking of sun, get that sunny feeling as Joel Corry takes the decks at Spin 103.8.
Joel Corry's coming up.
Thanks, guys.
Tom, what's happening on the road?
Good morning. Ophelia, you saved my
heart from the fate of Ophelia. Taylor Swift and the Fate of Ophelia on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we caught up with Joel Corry. He's taken over New Year's Eve on Spin, and the only day he could talk to us was the day that Fiona had to go and get legally married.
Yeah.
So in case you think she's just really shy around Joel Corry,
she does. She's really nervous.
It's because Joel was actually begging to marry me, and I was like, no, I actually have to go and get married for real, Joel. So we're just going to have to rip this up now, to be honest.
She's not just starstruck. She just doesn't feature in this particular chat we had with him. And... oh, we sound so much healthier in this day.
Yeah,
if we're not sick.
I know. What a wonderful time.
Joel Corry on Spin.
Hey, Spin. It's Joel Corry. It's great to speak to you guys again. I've just got back from tour, actually. So
I saw you were on tour. How was it?
I've been away for, it feels like so long now. It's been nearly 4 weeks just on the road, like in America. I've been in Dubai. So it's been absolutely incredible. But you know what? It's really nice to be back in my bungalow right now. You know,
you miss
the small things in life.
Yeah. Interesting time for Joel Corry to go on tour, November and December. That's crazy. I thought you would be, you know, like hibernating, getting ready for the summer.
I'm always chasing the sun. Like, for me, summer is just a year around event. So I've been in Dubai and it's like 30 degrees out there. So don't worry about me. I'm keeping the tan intact.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
You do look lovely and tanned compared to us. We are absolutely loving your new single though, with Izzy Bizzy and Galantis, Stay a Little Longer. It's been
incredible artists. The two of them, to be honest, but Izzy Bizzy, incredible.
Yeah, it's been so good to work with both of them. And Izzy is such an amazing talent. I think she's going to have such a big 2026. And Galantis, you know, I've been going back and forth for Galantis the last few years. We've been trying to get a collaboration together, trying to find the right song, and this was the one.
Izzy Bizzy, she's got that song I Loved It years ago. You know that song, Someone Who Loved You?
Yeah.
Ah, so good.
Amazing.
Listen, we did obviously chat before about your kind of routines when you get home, dropping the washing to mom and all the rest. But really, I want to know, as you know, it's kind of, we feel like you're the opposite of Mariah Carey. You should be freezing up for Christmas and melting in the summertime. Are you in the possession of your own Christmas jumper?
I
guarantee it has no sleeves.
I've got a Christmas vest. Yes.
Didn't I tell you?
Oh God, yeah. That doesn't change for me.
Go on, I'm
still wearing the vest on Christmas Day.
Describe your Christmas vest.
It's knitted, and it's red, and it's like got fluffy bits on it and a bit of tinsel as well, just to, you know, give it a bit of sparkle. But
the arms are well and truly out on Christmas Day.
Why wouldn't they be?
The guns are out at Christmas dinner. That's me.
And tell me this, what Christmas Day look like to you? Is it a very typical, traditional, like we're all at home, we're eating chocolate, we're watching telly, we're having our big dinner?
Yeah, definitely. You know what? It's my favourite time of year, because it's when I get to spend time with my family all together as a group, which honestly does not happen much because I'm away so much touring. So it's those like nice few days, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day. I actually go and stay at my mum's house. So it's really nice to go and stay in my old bedroom, and you know, my brother and his wife and the kids come over and my sister. So it's lovely. It's like a proper family event every year.
That sounds fantastic. Obviously, Joel, you have been a former colleague of ours for a while. I remember you used to do the Friday night residency here on Spin. You're coming back to Spin on New Year's Eve. You're going to be doing a show from 6 to 8, is it?
Yeah, that's right, man. 2 hours of straight bangers. I can't wait, guys.
Amazing.
We're absolutely buzzing for this. Whenever you're on Spin, the whole city lights up.
Yeah, it's good vibes, man. It's good vibes.
It's a good time of day as well. Just like nice and early before people actually, you know, like they can listen before, like while getting ready.
Before they go out or whatever. So, I mean,
it's the pre-drinks anthems.
Exactly.
Gonna get the Spin on, turn it up, blast the tunes. And yeah, I'm so happy to be back on Spin.
Yes.
And it's going to be great. I'm really
back behind the microphone as well. When was the last time you were back behind the mic?
Oh yeah, it's been a while actually. So yeah, I need to polish up my my presenting skills.
You just got to keep plugging Emma, Dave and Fiona back Monday the 5th of January.
Obviously you'll have a bit of time off for Christmas, but when, like, what's kind of the big stuff going on in early 2026, and will you kind of move semi-permanently back to Ibiza then for the season again? I presume so, next summer.
Yeah, so the year's kicking off with a big start. I'm actually playing in Sydney, which is going to be phenomenal. I've never been to Australia or Sydney for New Year's. So I've heard it's amazing in the city. So I'm looking forward to that. And obviously, guys, you know, it's bright. It's summer over there. So.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Keeping the tan going.
God, you're so lucky. Imagine being in a job where, like, where's Sunny right now? Let's go and work from there.
Gotta be amazing.
Exactly. But yeah, definitely be back in Ibiza next summer. So I hope you can join me again. Keep a lookout for like announcements and Ibiza plans getting announced, because I've got some things cooking up in the background that I'm looking forward to. It's going to be another big summer though.
Amazing. Always. Thank you, Joel. I'll send you over my passport number. You can book my flight. All right.
Joel Curry, always a pleasure to have you on Fully Charged. We, as I say, we're loving the new single, Stay a Little Longer, with Galantis and Izzy Bizzy. And make sure to catch Joel live on Spin on New Year's Eve. Joel Curry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
It's the darkness of Christmas time on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And around the corner, our third from final game of the Tricky 10 for 2025.
Oh, that's depressing. I'm going to play it all Christmas.
Be a good one to play on Christmas night.
I've collected all of the questions and I will be asking them.
That's so good. And it's free. You don't need to buy Trivial Pursuit.
Unless we board game it next year. Trademark.
No more board game.
No.
No, I love it.
If you would like to take on the Tricky 10 this morning, we would love to have you. Tricky and a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038. Spin. 1038. Dublin.
Morning. How are you? I am in the trenches right now, literally as we speak. I'm eating this orange that is 98% seed, 98% pip.
Oh God!
There's not a bit of orange to be had. Each segment has about 4 pips.
I think I've probably eaten about 2 oranges in my entire life. I did not know they had pips.
What? Really? Well, yeah. So the good ones don't. And I'm not complaining because this is not a Bauer orange. We get fruit sometimes in the morning in the office and it's very, very nice. But this is an orange that I brought from home. And
oh,
paying the price.
From home orange. Never. Yeah. Never bring it from home.
I was in the shop yesterday and I was like, those oranges look good. But I think I'm just really like not in my right mind at the moment because I like walked over to the orange stand and I was like, they look good. And then I started like eyeballing the load of them, rubbing a few, which is allowed because no one eats the skin, so it's okay true. If I touch it.
Sometimes oranges are very deceiving. Sometimes the real gammy looking ones are the tastiest.
I know, that's what I was thinking and that's what appealed me to these.
Hey, no pun intended.
Hey.
But sometimes actually when you speak of peeling, it's the ones that are really hard to peel because they're so full are actually gross.
I agree. And it's, do you know that thing of if you can peel an orange in all one, it means you're a genius?
Oh yeah,
really?
So those are apparently those
tricky thing to do.
A lot of orange bits there.
Guys, literally, like, this is so rotten because they've all been in my mouth, but there are just so many pips in
the
orange
peel
right now.
When you open an orange in this room, I feel healthy just from smelling it.
It smells
so good.
I was
honestly thinking, you were saying you were in the supermarket and you bought, like, this is how unhealthy I am. If I bought oranges, I would tell everyone. Like, yeah, I just picked up some oranges there. I'd be telling every single person.
I just picked up some fresh produce.
There's really good oranges there in the shop.
Oranges are good.
I bought some, actually, just to eat.
Hey, housemates, oranges are in season at the moment. You can have that for free.
Housemates, oranges are on me.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky.
Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. It is our third from last time. We're going to have a chance to play this in 2025, which is sad, but not to worry. It'll be back in 2026. On to play this morning is Nisha. What are you up to?
Just getting ready to go to work.
Okay, and what's work? Where is it?
I work in PTSD.
Oh, very good.
Where do you do that, Nisha? what part of the world?
It's in Dublin.
It's in town, like, is it?
Leave her alone. She doesn't want to give you
Black
more
Rock.
Details. Get away from her. Nisha, are you a bit nervous?
I'm a bit nervous.
It's going to be so fine. It's very easy. And we're very nice people. And we support you no matter what happens.
But if you do terribly, I'm going to laugh at you.
No.
I wouldn't want that, Nisha.
No, we actually. It's a very serious show.
No, I played the other morning and I didn't do great.
Oh, you played like to yourself, did you, in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How did you do out of the 10?
Maybe four.
But you know what? I think this is a good way to come on because a lot of people come on and are like, I've been screaming in the car that I would have gotten all of that. So maybe if you're coming on feeling a bit less confident, somehow you're going to power through and get our first 10 of the Tricky 10.
Who knows?
It's all to play for, Nisha.
Have you got all your Christmas bits done, Nisha?
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Yay.
Good woman. All right. Well, we'll get you sorted, hopefully, with the best Christmas bit of all, which is the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. Hoping that will be under the tree for you. So how this works, Nisha, is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, so do bear that in mind. And I would say if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. It's going to be something between 1 and 10, as we say. And if you top the leaderboard, at the end of the week, you will win the aforementioned brand new Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy in this winter on your work from home days. Do you know, when you're not having to lug it to BlackRock. Top of the leaderboard at the moment is Bella with a score of 6 in 55 seconds. It's doable.
It sure is.
It's doable, Nisha. I believe in you. We're all rooting for you here.
Best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck,
okay,
Nisha.
I'm
going to ask your questions. I'm going to count you in and the very best of luck. Here we go. Nisha on the Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. An Irish mobile phone number has how many digits?
9.
Translate this number from French to English. Trois.
Three.
If I had a dozen donuts and ate 4 of them, how many would I have left?
4.
How many counties are there in Connacht?
5.
How I Met Your Mother ran for how many seasons?
6. Just give a guess.
Yep.
What is 1 multiplied by 2 multiplied by 3?
9.
If 24 hour clock read 1300 hours, what time in the afternoon would it be? 1300 hours. 1300.
1.
How many minutes to save the world did Madonna and Justin Timberlake have? Oh, there's your time, Nisha.
No.
How do you feel you did?
Not good.
We don't like that.
My math let me down.
Well, it's hard.
My math always lets me down. If I don't have fingers to count on or a calculator, forget about it.
Yeah, let's see how you did, though.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, three.
Well, there's some that you didn't get to, Nisha, so it's not too bad at all. I think it's a very respectable
Fiona
score.
Fiona said that she would support you no matter what happens, and that's what we're doing. We'll just walk through some of them. So an Irish phone number is how many digits? 087-711-1038. In total there's actually 10 digits. I think you said 9. If I had a dozen donuts and ate 4 of them, how many would I have left? That was tricky again, just a bit of a mind F, to be honest with you. But yeah, you said 4. The answer there was 8. How I Met Your Mother ran for how many seasons? You said 6. It ran for 9 seasons.
Wow.
It ran for ages. One by two by three literally would have completely knocked me. I would have been like literally monkeys.
Yeah.
The answer there was 6. You gave us the answer of 9, and we didn't get an answer from you. But that song from Madonna, Justin Timberlake, was "We've Only Got 4 Minutes to Save the World."
Hesitation.
Grab the boy and grab the
you only got 4 minutes. You don't know that song?
No,
oh my God, Nisha. What age are you?
What age are you? Yeah.
I'm 21.
Oh, because you're only
She's like, who the hell is Madonna?
You're only a nipper.
You don't even know that Justin Timberlake's world tour was ruined.
Yeah, it was ruined.
Sorry, can we just get that on record? You don't know what that means when you say Justin Timberlake's tour was ruined.
That was quite recent.
No, sure, it would just mean nothing to
her. Oh my God, that was
quite... She doesn't care about those people. They're decrepit.
Who do you care about? Who do you listen to, Nisha? What are the cool kids listening to these days?
No, mix of loads of people, just not Justin Timberlake.
Okay, not Timberlake.
I've heard they're good. Mix of loads of people.
Various artists.
They're at the top of my raps this
Nisha,
year as well.
Listen, we'll let you go. Thank God, says you, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye. Well,
Timberlake. God love you, Nisha.
You only got 2 chances to play to top that leaderboard. Tricky in a WhatsApp now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So a few weeks ago, I discovered something. I was looking for a password for, I think, my Ticketmaster account in my notes folder on my phone. So I was putting in different digits because I think there was digits in the password or something. Anyway, I stumbled across some kind of a diary entry that I wrote in my notes folder that was saved, obviously, to my iCloud 10 years ago. Felt the need to write 22 struggles for 22-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, right? Like, what's hilarious about it mostly is that I thought I knew it all when I was 22. Like, I felt so
I'm having deja vu. Did you do something about this recently? Like, where you, like, had advice for yourself or something? It was like 20 pieces of advice for your 20-year-old or something.
Yeah, basically what
we did. Did I have a dream of this or something?
No, a few weeks ago on the show, I brought you, like, 2 of them and you were here.
Oh, yeah.
And then last week you were sick and I brought another 2.
Oh, okay. You have more now, do you?
Yes, he's got 22.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I knew we'd done something like that.
Yeah. No, disclaimer. There's only... it was 22 struggles of being 22 and I got to 19 and gave up.
That's the struggle.
Remind me, what were some of them?
I think when you were here, we did things like Facebook memories are just ruining my life. I'm so old.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm 22. It's been so long since there was teen at the end of my age. Oh,
yes, that was all here. Yeah.
That's deep. Yeah. You know?
So we move on and I have a few more to walk you through today. You know, we'd literally be here till 10 o'clock if I was to walk you through all 19 of the 22 struggles of a 22-year-old.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So,
must have been a slow night.
It was. I remember it well. I was actually living with my granny at the time and I just couldn't sleep one night, you know, and I was all up in my feels.
Of course.
I was finding things really hard, guys.
Yeah,
so number 10 on the list of 22 things the 22-year-old struggled with was you meet people for a coffee. The very thought of this seemed ridiculous a few years ago. Coffee? Coffee is vile. Why would I spend money on it? Why would anyone drink it? It's sick.
Oh, God. Do you know what I hate about this? Is that you thought it was... And this is the meanest thing I'll ever say. But you thought it was going somewhere. So you were trying to be relatable. And I just hate it.
I know. I hate it too, Dave.
Just for herself. She's being very vulnerable.
No, she was. There's no coffee is vile. She wanted to post this in the
She's
Irish
like,
Times.
I'll publish it one day.
I go on to say, why are we meeting for a coffee? Can't we just spin around town and get sweets in the shop? Can't we just sit in the car park and chat? Why do we have to be in a cafe with a latte? Ugh, 22.
I get that one. I understand.
I have not changed a single thing to this. I am reading as if
I have not changed at all.
I go on to say at number 11, you see a kid who looks 11 pouting and you genuinely feel sad. 22-year-olds went through a drastic advancement in technology during their teens. We went from a Nokia 3210, as most likely our first phone, to the iPhone 6s in a crazily short time frame. You're still getting used to Instagram's vast array of filters and the concept of taking and the concept of taking photos of yourself. You remember the days when you played Hobby Horse and got filthy playing tip the can in the rain. You really hope kids today still do that and don't just play virtual tip the can on their iPads.
I know exactly what this is. And this is the most insular thing I said. I've already said the worst thing I've ever said. This is the most insular thing I said. Me and Emma used to work for the same radio station, right, years ago. And for some reason, they used to make us write articles for the radio station's website. This is that. This is 100% that. This is the 22 reasons why you shouldn't change from being 22 for that website.
No.
I guarantee you.
Definitely not. This was me just finding life tough.
Just putting pen to paper.
Dave, how could you say that you haven't even heard number 12 yet? This is the most devastating at all.
No, that's what'll change your mind. Number 12.
Number 12. You just don't understand colour catchers.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, like, oh my God.
You either catch the colour or you don't. Stop turning my fab Penny's white string top grey, goddammit.
What were you putting the Penny's white string top in with? You. Were you putting it in with your blacks?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, there's only so much a colour catcher
can do.
I hate you.
That's not nice.
I love it a bit, but
let's see your diary for 22.
You know what? On the record now, David Hammond writes a diary every single night.
Don't talk about colour catch.
I'll tell you one thing now. I want to see what you were writing when you were 22.
I only have from 2020 onwards.
Well, then I want a deep dive into your notes folder.
Yeah.
What you were writing in your notes folder 10 years ago. And then I'll say on the radio, I love you, but I hate you.
Fine. Tomorrow I will bring you in my diary.
Oh, it's going to be a really sad
I swear
book.
To God, you better.
I will. Speaking of Christmas, I have a lot of notes for people who have decorations up in there or on the outside of their house. If you are one of these people, by the way, well done. You already get bonus points. If you don't have any up, that's absolutely fine too. Yeah. But if you do have some, if you are making the effort, I believe you should make the effort correctly.
Okay.
And so I've been going on walks around my area and everyone who has a Ring video doorbell, I'll just go up and be like, right, so this is what I really, really like about it. This is what I changed just in case you
I
do
need
want
to just
some notes.
Ask something. Is this true?
Yeah.
You're actually doing this.
Are
well, it's not me on
truth?
My own. It's me and my mate, like. And we'll be like, so this is what I do. Really like the banisters there. I'd put the tree a little bit more because it's a little bit lopsided in the window there.
Okay, thank I think God people, you're with someone. No, if it was
I think
on
people
your own,
appreciate the notes.
No, it's so fun.
Criticism.
100% clear. He's not making this up.
No. If you live in Dublin 6 and you have a Ring video doorbell, the odds are I have come to your house.
Oh my God.
And given you notes on your Christmas decorations.
That's like a lie. It's amazing.
I'm obsessed.
So I have some notes for how people can best please me when it comes to Christmas decorations.
Guys, turn it up.
We start off with the tree in the window. It needs to be not lopsided. It needs to be warm yellow lights that are dispersed evenly.
Okay.
No, like, lopsided tree, no lopsided lights, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no coloured lights.
No flashing,
like
warm and yellow.
Right, okay, fair. Callum.
I've been spending a bit more time in the Dublin 6 area recently as well. And the amount of trees that I've noticed with pure red lights.
Yeah.
Not for me. Gives me really
Roxanne
evil vibes. Like, it's like a scary tree.
Yeah, well,
not for me.
Maybe they're Satan worshippers. in Dublin 6.
Maybe. You get bonus points if there is no flashing of the lights. They're just stagnant.
What about a gentle...
No,
I'm too neurodivergent for anything.
I don't do a flash myself, but I know some people fade in and out.
I started crying the other day when my dog started barking in the back of the car. Like, I'm actually... I can't cope.
Things need
anything
to be
like
simple.
That. Flashing lights, loud noises, can't cope.
Okay. No.
Bonus points if you got a star on top.
Yeah.
But points taken away if you have an angel.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Why?
Points taken away if you
Do you know what? I always think it looks really uncomfortable because it's like, what's she sitting on?
It's up her arm.
It's not nice.
But points taken away if you've tinsel. Bonus points if the tree is real but no gaps. Okay.
Oh God, you'd hate my tree.
Well,
then.
Your tree is a hate crime.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
That contradicts itself. The real tree, by nature, it will have some imperfections.
That's fine, but I mean, like gaps in like the lights and stuff, and gaps in like the baubles and you know what I mean.
Bonus
points for baubles, by the way.
I do like a bauble when people have just given up with the lights and they've just thrown the lights out the tree and hope for the
best. Yeah, that's a man that wasn't detangling it. Yeah.
Around Dublin 6, it's high pressure because like usually you can phone it in on the side of your Christmas tree that's not like facing the living room or wherever you're at, but they're facing like the street.
They're in the
famously
bay windows.
David Hammond. So like it's like it needs to be good on all sides.
Dave, how do you feel about bows?
Bows, listen, we move on to the outside of the house.
Oh, right. Okay.
No bows! Get your bow off your door.
Why?
They're
you think it looks good, it does not look good. And the bows on the gates, and no, just terrible. You know what you need? You need a wreath, okay? But there are some rules for the wreaths. The wreath must have lights. No boring wreaths without lights, okay?
What if the wreath has a bow on it?
Nope, awful.
What?
No bows in total. Bows gone.
So what goes on your wreath?
The only bows I'll allow is the one on Fleet Street.
All right.
I think that's a pub on Fleet Street.
Yeah, it is.
So a wreath with no lights is boring, in my opinion. No red wreaths either. It has to be a green wreath.
Okay.
Little lights around.
I like red wreaths.
No bow ribbon on the door. Don't forget the upstairs, right? If you're doing your house and you have on the downstairs windows or on the door, over the door, don't forget, like, it looks like you only dressed half yourself. It looks like you went out with just pants on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need to do the upstairs too.
You know what's nice to do? Well, maybe, sorry, you're the boss of this, obviously.
Famously, so he owns Christmas.
I am Mr. Christmas.
But how do you feel about, you know, the little kind of, I'm sure they're LED or whatever, but the little candles up
the ones that are in every country household that are like the triangle. And I think they must have came free in like Super Value tokens years ago.
They're very 90s.
I love them. I don't mind them.
If you're hanging anything up, it must light up, but not too bright. I don't want it too bright. There's a lot of people in Dublin 6 at the moment with these donut looking wreaths in the window that are shining out, and they look like a lighthouse. I don't need that. You don't need that.
You don't need to be guided.
We don't need that. So that's kind of the outside. And also, no animatronics, okay? I know that the polar bear is not real, dipping its neck down. I don't need that. And then lastly, we just go on to lights. Stagnant warm yellow lights. Can we all just agree as a country to just use them? No flashing lights, no icicles, okay, hanging down from your roof. We don't want to see that, okay? Hanging lights is fine, but no icicles. Deducting points if you have a bush in your garden and you didn't put lights on the bush, but also don't do it for every bush, okay? If there's one or two bushes, put lights on it. If there's 17 bushes, don't put lights on every single one of them. It's too much. I'm not trying to guide planes in here.
Yeah, totally. The rules are very clear. I don't see what people are confused
about. Multicolored lights, warm lights in some area, and then a cold light over here, and then a multicolored over here. Same theme all the way throughout, and should be warm and yellow and Christmassy. And if you want me to come to your house to leave notes on your Ring video doorbell, no problem. Just send me your address.
I'd say people will certainly be getting in line for this service.
Yeah, I think so.
If you honestly Christmas cheer,
honestly, were alerted to your Ring doorbell and it was David Hammond, I beg you to reach.
Please send us in the recording of us.
I can't believe you legitimately did this.
What? I don't see it as a problem. You just walk up and you go, "Hi, how are you? Lovely house. The tree in the window, absolutely perfect. If I had one note, it would be the multicolored lights on the banister. Bit crap."
Okay, so you put it in a compliment sandwich.
Yeah, have a great day.
That's good then. That's fine.
You're one of a kind, David Hammond, and I beg you to never change. That's pretty incredible, to be honest with you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, Dictator Dave was on the show in the last few minutes, laying out his rules and his regulations for how you should and shouldn't stress your house with Christmas decorations.
Thank you for adding the tater.
All right. He's been going around Dublin 6, genuinely leaving feedback in people's Ring doorbells about their presentation of their Christmas decorations. decorations.
If you
this
have
year.
A Christmas decorations up and if you ring the video doorbell, you are welcoming constructive criticism. It's nothing too crazy. It's just, hey, how are you? The house looks great. I'd recommend moving the tree a little bit to the left. Have a great day.
It's doable. Now, Louise was on with a question for Dictator Dave.
Dave, I have a bow on a tree. I got one of those bows for around the door, but I didn't use it on the door. And I have like a 20-foot tall conifer in my garden. Ooh. And I put coloured lights all around it. And then I put a bow at the top. Does that count?
Who is this?
Louise.
Louise.
So she's a big bow on her conifer out the front. Ooh. Not on the door, on the tree.
No. Sorry, did you miss that? Hold on. One second. No.
With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Any reason why? Just no?
It's a bow. No to the bow. Always.
It rhymes.
10 out of 10 times, no to the bow.
Louise.
On the trees, on the door, in your hair. Bow, no.
Get your conifer and get Dave to sit on it. That's the only way he's going to stop.
Because I'm the star on top.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hello. After 3 years on Fully Charged, the most important research of all has just been completed on the show. We can now confirm that you can make it to the bakery and back within the time we went in to talk to Tom in traffic and the sports news. I made it. I said to Callum...
We don't have a bakery in the office, by the way. She means the little bakery.
She left.
Over
she left
on Angel Street. Completely left the building. I said to Callum, oh, jeez. Yeah, I was at Damon Dempsey last night. And you know, sometimes we start thinking about a pan of chocolate, you can't think about anything else.
It's not going to leave, yeah.
I thought it would be bad for my workload if I didn't just go and get one.
Exactly.
So I panicked. I was kind of running around. Very quiet over there. It's a good time to go.
Yeah. I'm so impressed by what you did.
Yeah, what did you get?
So I got... Who was after the cheese twist?
That was me.
That's Callum.
Oh, because they're always out of them.
I love a cheese twist.
Yeah, it's
I never had one.
I they're panicked really then and just picked up a jam bun.
Of course. No one asked
for
one.
Warm.
No, that cold. Everyone,
no, cold jam buns from Lidl are actually really good.
Really?
Yeah,
got
yeah, yeah.
Three pan au chocolats.
Of course.
Like, bear in mind, there's four of us in the room.
Essential. We can and cut them up, though.
Randomly, I got two croissants.
Gorgeous.
And a big bottle of orange juice for the lads.
The OJ now will go down an absolute treat. Yeah. Well done.
That's crazy.
I can't believe you picked up
and
all those bits.
Can I just say, I had to use self-service because the queue was long and I manually had to type in
oh my God.
Everything from the bakery and I still made it back
what?
On time.
So that was 5 minutes. What else can we do in 5 minutes? Find out in 2026.
I love that idea.
Oh
yeah,
my
what
God.
Can we do
Where
during
else
the
can
news?
We go?
Crazy.
And what else can we do?
How far can you run before sport comes on?
I'll be like at literally outside the door. I'll be like, I don't want to do it.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And yesterday on the show, we were talking about presents that could be deemed a little bit offensive, yeah. Such as getting a gym membership, or someone was on chatting to us saying, her kind of potentially passive aggressive mother-in-law got her anti-wrinkle cream one Christmas and she was like, oh, sound
I still
like
still don't think that's that bad.
I'm someone got a voucher to a menopause clothing store.
Yeah, that was
what
insane.
Do you mean,
I took
is
the biscuit
that?
And I don't think that really exists, but it was the worst present
it was
I've ever heard of.
Cutting particularly towards women anyway yesterday on the show we learned. But then we got a voice note in from Francis. And the only person who's heard this voice note is producer Callum. And he said, nope, we're not listening to Francis' voice note today because it's too important and it deserves more time. We're going to hear Francis' voice note tomorrow, being today, being right now. So for the first time, something very important coming in from Francis, who was in touch yesterday.
Okay, so this one's a bit controversial and I'd like you guys to weigh in and you can help settle a debate between me and my girlfriend at the moment. So basically, she comes to me and she says, oh my God, babe, it'd be so cute if we got matching couples pajamas. And I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, no. Get me something proper. Look, I'm a simple man, right? Give me a slab of meat. Give me a tub of protein. But get me something I'm actually going to use. Like, because at that point, Lynx is even better, right? And my logic behind this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're getting matching couples pajamas, not for us, but for you, because you think we'd look cute, because the Insta pics would look cute, but that's not really like what I want. So, oh my God, but all my friends got their boyfriend's couple's pajamas. And I'm like, yeah, because they didn't speak up. I don't know. Maybe they do like it. I've talked to a lot of men. I've never known one to want matching couples' pyjamas for Christmas. Hence, I pass this debate off onto ye.
Okay, fair enough. And I understand why you'd come to us
with
something
so serious.
We
appreciate the content, to be honest with you, Francis. We appreciate that.
Can I just say, a lot to get through. If anyone ever gets me protein or a slab of meat for Christmas, they'll be told where to go. Francis, I'm glad that's what you're into.
You know, we're men. We just want, you know, protein and meat, apparently.
Want a slab of meat. Do we wrap that? Do we wrap that in Santa wrapping paper or what?
Okay, let's just get everyone involved right now. So just get in touch. Yay or nay, very simply, excuse me, for couples pyjamas. 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp. Now, a couple of things. A few years ago, my sister and her husband, and when Florence, my little niece, was like two or three, they got like kind of a Christmas photo done professionally. Oh, it'll be all ahead of you now, Fiona, all ahead of you, right? And I remember the first time I saw the photo, like my sister was like, isn't this gorgeous? And I actually was like trying so hard not to offend her, but I was inside, I was really laughing.
Were they all in the PJs?
Because they were all in the PJs, including my brother-in-law. And like, he's just this really like tall, big guy in these red fluffy pajamas, and I don't know. I just was like,
for me,
I'm
it's when it gets
sure
to the
it.
Bottoms. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I feel like pajamas on a woman are so fitted, and it's like shows up, but it also fits on the man the exact same way. So I don't need to see the curves of a man.
You're seeing his candy.
I don't
cane.
Need to see the curves of your fella who usually wears Snickers, but now you've got him out with the Snickers and into like red Santa Claus pajamas. I don't need to see that.
I know this is a thing that's discussed a lot online, and I do really enjoy the discourse on men in Christmas pajamas and like, what do you have on that man? What did that man do to you that you're agreeing, that he has agreed to get into those?
And to allow it to be posted on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm sure the lads groups like to just see.
I know, literally.
Okay, couple of other things. My boyfriend Jack hates matching anything to the point where I got him a water bottle for boxing and it just happened to be the same as mine. He was like, I'm not using that.
I was like, on.
Are you serious? He was like, how embarrassing walking in with matching water bottles. I said, ah, come on now.
That's a power couple move. I like that.
The people are there to box. They don't care about your water bottles.
That's what
I
said.
Jack.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it would necessarily be for me, but I
if you walked in the same matching tracksuits, then I'd draw the line there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Water bottle's fine. Mm.
I will say, when my baby's born, I'll probably match its pajamas to my dog's pajamas. But I don't think I will get involved.
As most normal people should.
Of course. I mean, that's standard. But I don't think any of the adults in the house will get involved.
Now, there will be people listening who absolutely love the idea of matching pajamas.
Yeah,
I think it's a really beautiful Christmas
thing. I don't think there'll be a single guy listening who wants to do matching
pajamas. I'd say there might be some that secretly love it. And might say, I don't necessarily want you to post me on the internet, but I enjoy our little matching
pajamas. In the safety
of
my own home, I enjoy to match.
Lads fear the toy show. When we have to sit down in the matching pajamas with the girlfriend and watch the toy show.
The girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why do you speak for all lads? I loved actually our friend Podrick, who does the news sometimes. He had such a great tweet on this, and it was like, the guy in secondary school who like called you a slur wears these pajamas now at the toy show. It's so true. Like, honestly.
I never, ever, ever speak for all men. I'm going to do it now. I don't think there's a single man listening who likes the match of pajamas.
Slab of steak under the tree.
Slab of steak.
No Christmas PJs.
You strike me as someone who wouldn't mind a matching pajamas.
No matching pajamas for me, thank you very much. My mum got his Christmas matching pajamas.
For you and your mum, or you and your missus?
And for me and my mum.
All right.
And I kind of do die a little bit inside when I have to wear them.
Do you know what? I think you should do it for your mum.
If you're not
doing it for your girlfriend or your wife, I think you should do it for your mother.
But it's a different thing we're talking about. We're saying, do we like it as opposed to actually do it? We've all done it.
I do not like it.
Do you not partake in it?
No, I have
to. You see, you do. We all do it, but
why don't you just lean in?
But I don't want to.
Why don't you just say, see how this feels to say yes to this
I
offer.
Don't know what it is about pajamas, though. When I feel like I'm wearing your pajamas.
I get you.
If we're in matching pajamas, I feel like I'm wearing your pajamas.
Yeah, it's just if it's not photographed, I think it's fine. Yeah.
Let's keep this just for now. The yay or nay for couples pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get a definitive on this. Yay for couples pajamas or nay for hell no couples pajamas.
Oh, it's going to be a big one.
711-1038. Your voice notes on this as well, please. I'm particularly curious to hear from people who are on board with it.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Hello, good morning. Okay, we're asking this morning on the show, based off a voice note that we got from listener Francis, Christmas pajamas for the whole family, dad included, okay? Dad here as well, yay or nay?
Particularly in the case of Francis, his girlfriend's trying to get them into matching pajamas and he's not a fan of the idea or the concept of couples pajamas.
I've talked to a lot of men. I've never known one to want matching couples' pyjamas for Christmas. Hence, I pass this debate off onto E.
Okay, so we're asking this morning, what do you think on this? Eric was in touch. I got matching pyjamas for me and my dog for Christmas Eve. That's fine.
I think that's cute.
Are you against this?
The couple's pyjamas?
Yeah.
I never posted online, and Jack would never do it anyway.
Okay, interesting.
But I love, like, I'm the sap who, like, gets matching pyjamas for, like, a sleepover at my granny. Like, I mean, I do that quite a lot. And as for the dog one that Erica said, I would have no issue matching with Seamus whatsoever. Sinead then said, Fiona, you're saying that you won't match your PJs with your baby, but you will match with your baby and yourself and the matching PJs, believe me.
Okay, we'll have to see. We'll have to replay this audio next year and see what I'm doing. Oof, I don't know.
I can't see. I don't know if I can see Dwayne getting into matching PJ.
He would. He's a bit of a sap.
He'd be adorable.
I think he'd be the first to get in. I think I will 100% match the baby and the dog, but I don't know if
I'll. And the Dwayne.
And maybe I'll just take the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see.
So, matching couples' pyjamas, yeah, and Anton was in touch.
I think a big factor in the matching pyjamas is I had a dilemma myself a couple of years ago. If you have a little kid at home or a few kids, I think it's nice to do it for them. Not sure about now if just you and your missus.
Yeah, fair enough. And I think Francis didn't mention anything about kids. So
that's a good point then. I think if you have kids, fine.
Do you know what? Maybe we're just miserable. Like, maybe people like doing this.
Maybe people are like, the three of them have.
No, but it's fine. If you have kids, I think, yeah, absolutely go for it. Like,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, Stephen is standing by. What are you saying? Couples pyjamas, yay or nay?
Oh, yay.
What?
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, for
my God.
100%.
Why, Stephen?
Well, look, got three kids at home and a dog, so like Christmas pyjamas by a fire, perfect. Like,
I love it. Okay, that's so you adorable. Get the dog involved as well. And was this your idea that you brought to the household, or was it your kids, or was it your partner, or was it the dogs?
Oh, definitely my partner's idea.
Yeah. Well, you leaned in and you said yes, and now it feels good. Yeah.
Now, funny thing to say that is last year she wanted to do it, and she got all the kids of her matching pyjamas, and she forgot to order mine.
Oh.
Do you know why? Because most men would hate this.
Maybe
that sounds
she
like she was doing you a favour.
Maybe she did that to show you how lucky you are and make you really appreciate the matching pyjamas by taking them away briefly, taking away the idea and bringing it back.
Yeah.
And Stephen, can I just ask one more question? Would these be posted online, these photos then?
Usually we put them up on Instagram.
Well, do you know what, Stephen? You sound like you're very comfortable with your feminine side.
Very wholesome.
A very masculine man.
Yeah, we love it.
Sorry, I don't like the matching pyjamas, not because I think it's feminine. I just think pyjamas are weird. I would never wear Christmas pyjamas.
Do you wear pyjamas in bed?
No, I wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay, okay.
What if everyone in the family had matching shorts and t-shirts?
If everyone in the world, I'm still that person that doesn't.
Okay. Stephen, thank you very much and happy Christmas.
Thanks, Stephen. Happy Christmas.
Thanks, Stephen.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
General consensus, I think, pretty much, if there's children in the house and they're fancying a bit of matching pyjamas, that sounds cool.
That's fair enough.
Mm.
Couples at home posting on Instagram in their matching pyjamas, maybe not so.
So you can go
so
and tell your Mrs. Francis. The answer is no.
That's terrible.
You're off the hook. Here's Olivia Dean. This is Man I Need. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
We've done better, we've done worse.
We have. We have.
I thought
we definitely
it was good,
have.
But okay.
It was middle of the road, if anything.
All right.
But this is not a middle of the road game. This is the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing Dave Has Written Down, the game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of tickets to the cinema. Woo! I'm going to ask you something like, name any Christmas decoration that isn't a tree.
Bauble tinsel.
If you say wreath and I have wreath written down, then you're out. But you, Emma and Fiona, are still in.
Woo-hoo!
If you were to have another question, you don't. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Because Emma and Fiona said completely different thing that I had written down, they win. Do you know? They win cinema passes. They don't actually, but that's how the game goes, okay? Every single one you get right, you'll win an IFC cinema pass. There's five up for grabs and it's a Christmas special.
Yay!
I love it.
All right, since it's our last show before.
It's our last
break.
Don't Say the Same Thing for the year.
It is.
So special.
So, if you would like to play
don't say the same thing that Dave has written down, then I would recommend you WhatsApp us the word game right now to 087-711-1038. That's just the word game. Then we will know you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down and win yourself up to 5 IMC Cinema passes to go to the cinema across the Christmas break.
I challenge you to give yourself a thrill this morning. This game gives you a right thrill.
It does. It really sets a fire under you.
It really does.
Fire in your belly.
It's game in a WhatsApp to register. We'll play shortly.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Oh, spot on. The last one of the year. Top tier. Very good. Well done all and welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. If you've never heard this before, oh, you're in for a treat. Who's on to play?
It's Breed. What are you up to this morning?
I just got hash browns, rashers and fossies in a bag.
Oh my God. That's what I used to always do. No roll, just straight in with the fillings.
Yeah. I like a roll. I love it. I need a roll, to be honest.
But like a little bag with a hash brown in it. Gorgeous. For work is stunning.
Breed, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Have you heard this game before?
I have. I listen to you every morning.
Legendary. Thank you so much. For those who don't know, this is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, then you win a load of tickets to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something, Breed, like name any Christmas decoration that isn't a tree. You're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. If you say wreath and I've wreath written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC cinema pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, Breed, you're also out. You listening, play along wherever you are and let us know how you do. Are you ready to play, Breed?
Yeah.
Welcome to a very Christmas edition of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Here we go with round one. Name any Christmas song.
Last Christmas
by Wham. And I have written down Justin Bieber's Mistletoe.
Yay! Of course he did. I'm surprised it wasn't Owl City, but still a predictable choice from Dave. Well done, Breed. That is one IMC cinema pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it, Breed, for 2 IMC cinema passes. Name any Christmas movie.
The Grinch.
There's not a lot of Christmas movies that a lot of people know. And I have written down Elf.
Yay! Oh, very good. I was nervous because Dave's been doing The Grinch is very popular
and my little girl loves it. I do love The Grinch.
Dave's been quoting it a lot. But no, okay, we've done it. You can take you and your little girl to the cinema now if you want 2 IMC cinema passes. Would you like to keep going?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Round 3, Breed. Name any date in December.
The 24th.
Christmas Eve.
Breed, you're playing with fire.
You had 31 days to choose from. You said the 24th. I said name any date in December. And I have written down... I
can't look.
The 25th.
Oh my goodness. By the skin of your teeth. Breed.
I had a feeling you were going to go for Christmas. So I was like, right, I won't pick that one.
You could have done like the 9th or anything. But I like the bravery.
You have to play with fire.
Yeah, you do. I like it, Breed.
Do you know what? That's why you've got 3 cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing?
I sure would.
Yeah, come on.
I like it, Breed. Here we go with the confidence. Round 4 is where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Round 4. Name any reindeer.
Rudolph.
Ooh, high profile.
I mean, very high. Blitzen, Comet, any of them, but you're going for the main man.
I couldn't think of any more.
The head honcho.
You went for the head honcho.
I feel like you're like me, Breed. I feel like once something's in your head, it's stuck there and you need to give an answer and you can't think of anything else. Yeah.
Breed, for 4 IMC cinema passes, I have written down Dancer.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. Actually, Rudolph is a good show because I feel like Dave would go niche. So it's good. Yeah. Very good.
But like, he did go for Christmas. Sorry, he did go for Christmas Day. 25th of December.
Yeah, very much not niche. Okay, all right. Breed, 4 IMC cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing for that final one?
Sure, I might as well. I had none anyway. So if I lose them, it is what it is.
This is an excellent way of being, Breed. But I want to go into the Christmas period having given no IMC cinema passes.
Well, that's not a very good Christmas prayer.
Here we go, Breed, with round 5. I think it's actually an alright one. Here we go. Name any type of decoration that goes on the Christmas tree.
Candy canes.
I was thinking candy cane. Very smart.
Of course I didn't write that down. I've written down star. You won!
Wow.
Five ice. He's hit over passes. Breed, congratulations and have a wonderful Christmas.
And thank you so much.
Thank you very much and have a lovely Christmas, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, I listen every morning.
You're the best.
And when I get in the car and somebody has changed the channel, I go mad.
I'm like,
oh my God.
I love it, Breed.
Thanks for sticking with us, Breed. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thanks, Breed.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.